We are here at the 2017 Big Bright Minds Conference, put on by the fine folks at Filene Research Institute, and we have a couple of those folks right here in our midst, Tansley Stearns and George Hoffheimer. How are you guys?
Amazing.
Tansley?
You're
amazing, all right.
Yeah.
I like that. Positive.
I'm a little bit tired. I'm a little bit tired.
That's okay to be tired.
I'm feeling great.
Good.
Feeling great. It was a good day.
Tired yet great. Hey, we're going to talk about kind of a wrap-up of Big Bright Minds. What takeaways did you guys get from this year's event?
I think one of the best parts of Big Bright Minds is this notion of connections. We've got credit union leaders, we have system organizations, and scholars, and bringing all those folks together, I think, is just this powerful opportunity to advance cooperative finance. And those moments of connections are one of my biggest takeaways every year.
Yeah. Indeed, George?
Yeah, I would kind of play off that and say, the interesting people that we're able to bring in. So there's the usual suspects of people in the industry that are super influential, that have great ideas, that have tried new things. But then there's these individuals that maybe that come from the industry that don't have the opportunity to come to events like this. Mm-hmm. And some of the crashers are just, all the crashers are absolutely amazing, and they have great stories. Yeah. And then people from outside the industry. We have this fun opportunity to get in touch with people that are kind of ancillary to the credit union system or even financial services. Bring them in and change people's mindsets a little bit. So it's a really fun opportunity to get those folks together.
It's always cool to get an outside perspective. So it's really cool that you guys bring them in.
There's what? One thing.
Tansley.
That point, I know.
Well,
yes. We had a woman from Facebook and Instagram.
I saw her.
And what an interesting perspective she had. She was talking about an initiative that they had going, and she said, "We've been doing it for 9 months." And she said that as though they've been doing it for 30 years. And it was such an interesting perspective about this notion of time and how
nine months.
The world is moving now, where 9 months feels like an eternity.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think particularly for this credit union movement, which sometimes doesn't move all that
quite that fast,
it was a good message.
Yeah,
and that's also, you're not going to get any questions because
this is fine.
Excited.
It's a great interview.
But then on the flip side of that, on our day away, we went to the University of Texas and visited Peter Stone, who's the head of the robotics and artificial intelligence lab there. And he is the lead author of looking at a study that looks at the impact of artificial intelligence over the next 100 years. So, we have these dual perspectives of short-term, long-term, and kind of understanding how they all interact. And that's what this event's all about.
What did you want attendees to take back to their credit unions to use right away? Is there any couple of things that they, practical things that they could use right away?
There are lots of choices.
There's a lot, yeah.
I think from my perspective, it's that invitation to choose something to go do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be the thing that we think is the right thing, but here are a multitude of things that might make sense. Mm-hmm. Pick one of them and take action on it.
Okay. George?
Yeah, and I think about that too. That's the reason they're here. We share with them things that we're working on, and we hope that they play with us and that they play with these ideas. The really interesting thing is that sometimes, we try to be very planful about presenting the ideas, and a lot of time, humans are messy individuals, and stuff is very organic. So you see people making connections that wouldn't have been made before. And I think about our friend Ben Morales, who's the head of Qcash. And he came to one of our events several years ago, heard a researcher from NYU talk about this concept of people's income volatility and mismatch of expenses and income, which really led to the genesis of their Qcash idea. So a lot of these things, we want to be very planful and say, hey, this is a great I3 idea, this is a great impact program. But a lot of times people kind of say, that's interesting, but I met this guy over here, this woman over here, and I'm going to do some really interesting stuff.
It only takes a little spark to get something going. And Ben is a great example of that and where he's taken that whole thing. Oh my gosh, can't wait. So what should credit unions be prepared to do from here? Where do they go from here? Not just individually as people, but where do the credit unions go from here?
So that's a lot of what we talked about in the day away yesterday. Mm-hmm. George and I are geeking out on this notion of impact. And one of my favorite research reports that we ever did was with a man named Bruce Cahan. And his thesis in this piece is really that credit unions have this opportunity to create great impact. Oftentimes they do, but we've done a terrible job of measuring it and an even worse job of sharing that story. Mm-hmm. And so how do we come up with these big, audacious ways to really calculate the impact that credit unions make and tell that story in a bigger and more bold way. And I hope that that's something that credit unions can take forward, because I think that that's a way for us to gain relevance and ultimately make a bigger difference for people.
Yeah, we have a lot of momentum going right now as far as growth goes. So it's, I think something like this, I think I was talking to Chuck Fagan yesterday, and he said this is a great way to close out the year, and yet it's a great motivator for 2018. So this is kind of a cool little segue transition there. So any, your take on that?
Yeah, so I mean, I would absolutely agree. The credit union system, by and large, is operating at a really high level from a financial perspective. And there's more. There's more to do. And what Tansley and I find, and some of our colleagues, we get to work a lot with individual credit unions on an extended basis. And what we're tending to see is that the more successful a credit union gets, they kind of start to look around and say, there's something more. Okay, we figured out this business model thing. We're growing. We're growing at rates that we haven't ever grown before. But there's something more. Like, why are we doing this? We're not just buying money through deposits and selling money through loans. So it's all about this concept of impact. So that's what I would say credit unions need to figure out and do as a result of this, is take some of these ideas and create impact in your communities, and you're going to grow even faster.
And that's where the stories come from. That's what we're talking about when we come to these things. Like, how do we tell our story? This is where it all comes from. Very nice stuff. So how has Big Bright Minds prepped credit unions? How will it prep credit unions for 2018? So, I mean, there's a lot of great content here. Oh my gosh, a lot of great content. So how did...
Yeah, so I think there's a number of ways. You know, when we think about the problems facing credit unions, you know, we start to think about it around, you know, is it about growing revenue? Is it about improving member experience? Is it about winning that war for talent? And we tried to give them some real tangible ideas. So it might be something like, how do we make using the credit union easier? And how do we start measuring that and making those improvements? You know, doing something like QCash, where you can not only make it easier, but hopefully reach more members.
Wow, and making a huge difference.
Right? Oh, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Again, I think it's not about us being prescriptive, but about them taking these notions and tying those neatly back to what their member needs are.
George, your take?
Yeah, you know, I would say a bit comically that we could start a supergroup after last night's karaoke. We have some very talented people here. So
some talented people up there.
Yeah, there's not us, but other people.
No.
And, you know, I would say I like to view this, and it's great that it's at the end of the year after people have gone through strategic planning and budgeting and kind of all of the kind of typical things that organizations do. Mm-hmm. They leave here getting ready for the new year, and it's kind of like this raw material of ideas, concepts, ways of thinking that hopefully will spark change and new initiatives in their organization, and allow them to stray a little bit from kind of the planful way, say this is our 5-year plan. Hopefully we've kind of given them something to think about, and not to be prescriptive, but to say there's lots of ways to go, and here's some ideas.
The one that percolate. I would say is probably applicable to every credit union is what our colleague Lauren talked about relative to young adult strategies. I mean, you know, I think that is a really important place that most credit unions need to continue to focus on. You know, how do we attract that next generation of members? How do we make sure they're represented in our organizations? Yeah. And so, you know, if there's one common theme, that's probably the one to me that most credit unions could own.
Okay. And my final question here, it's not really my question. It's Holly, your publicist question. Holly Fearing. It is. Prepare yourselves. What was your biggest aha moment of the conference? And George, I'm going to go with you first.
Okay. My biggest aha moment was how people came to the industry. And heard stories from the CEOs, from the I3ers, and then obviously the cooperative trust people. Everyone pretty much has the same creation story in terms of how they gotten into credit unions, and it's by chance. So how do we be much more deliberate about bringing talent in? And I think we've had some hints as to how to do that, but my big aha moment is we need to be more deliberate about bringing talent into this great system of cooperative finance.
Sekou and I talked about bringing talent and keeping the talent as well. Tansley? Aha.
Yeah. You know, I think I think mine is about community. You know, I'm a credit union junkie, and I know it's a little bit silly how passionate I am about credit unions, but I do think one of the great things about Feline is this opportunity to bring people together, you know, whether it's the Research Council or the I3ers or the Cooperative Trust. And I think for any credit union or any system organization to think about, this is a way to plug your people in, and it ties, I think, very closely to that war for talent. You know, we are better together, and I think collaboration is one of the gifts of this space. So that, I think, is another good call to action.
Very cool. And I just want to say thank you to you guys for allowing my one-man circus to come to your show. This has been such a privilege and such an honor, and I've learned a ton, and I get to talk to really incredible people like yourselves. So thank you very much. And also, the work that you guys do really keep this industry moving forward. If it weren't for you, I don't think we would be where we are today. The stuff that you guys do, I keep calling you guys these people in the laboratory with their white coats and beakers and stuff doing some amazing stuff. So thank you very much for all the work that you guys do. So it's really cool what you guys do.
Thanks for coming and hanging out with us and dealing with snow in Austin, Texas.
That's
tough for a California guy, I'm
sure.
Oh, I was out of my element, man. What's going on? Can't wear my shorts and flip-flops? What?
Right.
So thank you. Yeah, thank you for that treat as well. And that will be a memorable thing, actually. We'll be talking about for years. All right, guys. Thanks very much again. Keep up the good work. And let's look forward into 2018.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well done.
Thank you.
Congrats.